It's Wednesday, July 31st, 2013. I'm Alex Jones. Get ready for another edition of InfoWars Nightly News, straight ahead.
Tonight, TSA corruption soaring. Now Social Security is hiring COINTELOPS. Then, warrantless data collection now legal. And Alex sits down with the director from American Drone, the second place winner from the Paul Revere contest. All that and more on the InfoWars Nightly News.
First off tonight, we see the arrogance of a corrupt government and the awesomer power of the TSA. A new government accountability office report shows that just in the last few years, TSA misconduct, thieving, molesting, raping, stealing, you name it, is up a whopping 26%. And remember, that's the government when they actually get caught, so it's probably much, much worse than that. But don't worry, though. They don't need to be held accountable. Only you do. And to do that, we have to violate your Fourth Amendment. That's right. The Social Security Administration is now hiring for counterintelligence operations to join the Department of Defense and other government agencies in spying on, surveilling, and running basically counterinsurgent operations against the American people. Absolutely outrageous. And that ties into the Fourth Amendment violation I was just talking about. Here's the New York Times. They're very, very proud of what they're doing. Warrantless cell phone tracking is upheld. There's a lot of places that we can say American freedom died, but you can really mark this up with the NSA going public with their illegal spying on the Associated Press, on Congress, on Tea Party groups, the IRS harassment. But we've really crossed the Rubicon into an officially authoritarian government. And to have them say, yeah, we can track all your cell phones, your cell phone records, where you go, what you do, without warrants, that is just outrageous. But they've got face scanning cameras, license plate reading cameras. The truth is this is part of their control grid. So these corrupt courts have to certify this. But we've had courts say that black people weren't humans in this country as well. And, well, a lot of abolitionists and other people disagreed with that, so you know the truth today. Black folks are as human as anybody else. We're all in the human family. And we either stand together against this tyranny or we will all be hopelessly enslaved. But I just have trouble, even though I knew all this was coming, seeing it now unfold. It's just surreal. It's surreal, and we've got to continue to speak out against this. This is the coming out of tyranny. Here's another Guardian article. Glenn Greenwald had promised to bring more, and it's called the X Key Score. NSA tool collects nearly everything a user does on the internet. Your codes, where you go, what you do, your emails you thought were private, everything. Now, if you had this info on government, it'd be called espionage, and you'd go to jail for decades like Bradley Manning. But when the government illegally spies on you, well, it's security. The security of the criminals that run our society to a great extent. Now, we have a report here we're about to air with Jakari Jackson. A man was shot in Austin after he attempted to enter a bank that had just been robbed. He was scared and ran out. Turns out he's not the bank robber, it looks like. And the police officer chased him out, jumped on him and shot him. And this is similar to the whole Trayvon Martin case, but it's not white on black. It's a non-racial issue. So, and it's the police, so the media here in Austin is not even covering it, much less nationally. And here is that report.
We're here at the Benchmark Bank. You just saw moments ago, we stepped out of our vehicle, which is across the street where my cameraman Josh is. We came across the street to the Benchmark Bank. We were immediately approached by an officer. He said, sir, what are you doing here? I said, I'm just here to speak to the bank manager. He said, well, they prefer that you call before you come. Well, I said, well, I'm not looking for a problem, officer. Can you go get the bank manager for me? The officer agreed, so that's what we're doing now. So you saw just moments ago, we were approached by both an officer and a representative of the Benchmark Bank. Now, the reason why we're here is because last Friday, a gentleman tried to enter the bank after the bank had been robbed. Obviously, the gentleman did not know this. Keep in mind, the gentleman who came to the bank after he'd been robbed did not match the description of the suspect at all. The gentleman presented identification to the bank. Then an officer approached the man. The man did not want to talk to the officer, decided to walk away from the situation. That walk turned into a run. A foot chase ensued. The officer eventually caught up to the man at a nearby park. There was an alleged struggle, and somehow or another, the man ended up with a bullet in the back of his neck. First of all, do you think it was the appropriate response of your officer to chase the man?
Yes, the police department does have a foot pursuit policy that dictates when our officers can be engaged. The foot chase ended under the Shoal Creek Bridge over off of 34th Street, and their struggle ensued under that bridge. During the foot pursuit, Detective Kleinert did enlist the aid of a motorist to help him catch back up to Mr. Jackson.
Do you know at what point the officer removed his holster? Was it knocked out? Did he pull it out? Do you know exactly what happened?
That's still part of the ongoing investigation.
But as far as striking an unarmed man in the back of the neck, do you think that's justified?
I can't speculate on that.
Is the officer involved still in active duty?
Yes, the officer, per our standard policy, is on restricted duty with pay.
Now, it's my understanding that the gentleman has some type of false identification. Can you specify what that is?
Again, due to the ongoing nature of the investigation, there are some pieces that we're not releasing.
We have this ongoing investigation as far as, you know, when the officer unholstered his weapon, when exactly he fired the weapon, but you're pretty confident in saying that he was there, the gentleman was there to commit a fraud. Does his prior history have anything to do with that conclusion?
We have not released Mr. Jackson's full criminal history. We're not attempting to challenge his credibility. Anytime a life is lost, it's tragic. And it's tragic for Mr. Jackson's family. As a law enforcement family, it's tragic for us. Our officer is, having a hard time with this as well.
Now, I can't help but notice the similarities between this case and the George Zimmerman Trayvon Martin case, whereas the person with the gun aggressively pursued the person without the gun, and when an altercation ensued, the person with the gun opened fire. And that just so happens to be the cover story on this month's InfoWars magazine, available at the InfoWars shop. And as always, remember to film the police. I'm Jakari Jackson for the InfoWars Nightly News.
Now, there are so many examples of government corruption working with criminal groups, it makes the head spin. But just today, two different articles came out. One in the Hollywood Reporter about Hollywood in the 30s promoting Hitler. So did Time Magazine, for that matter. Our government actually created Hitler along with the British intelligence. But now there's another article out. Bank of England helped the Reichsbank sell its Nazi gold that they'd stolen from Czechoslovakia and others, of course. And that's what the globalists do, going back to British intelligence. They help create the monsters, the Saddam Husseins, the Bin Ladens, the Hitlers. They put the Bolsheviks in, and then they use that crisis. It's not that they ran Hitler. They helped create Hitler. It's not that they ran Mao Zedong. They put him in power. This is all declassified. And then when these madmen create crises, they can take our liberties here domestically in the name of fighting them and have no-bid weapons contracts. It's called full-spectrum dominance. Why did the military-industrial complex create al-Qaeda and then fund them and allow them to attack us repeatedly? Well, they've made $10 trillion since they created al-Qaeda conservatively on no-bid weapons contracts. They've stolen trillions in oil, and they've taken American liberties. Because we got to spy on the Tea Party, because, gee, they're a bigger threat than al-Qaeda now. We had to get rid of our rights and kill American freedom because, you know, there were threats like the Nazis and the Soviets and the communist Chinese and the Bin Laden people. But in every case, the globalists help give them their start. It's not blowback. It's not chickens coming home to roost. This has been engineered by design. Well, we're going to go to break and come back on the other side with the second place winner of the Operation Paul Revere contest, American Drone. The first place winner was announced today, and those details are at Infowars.com/Paul for Paul Revere, where you can see hundreds and hundreds of great entries on every subject under the sun. And finally, we have the new issue dealing with Divide and Conquer. The August issue of Infowars magazine is out. You may think you know everything about how they're trying to start a race war. That's great. This is designed to wake up your friends and family to how this divide and conquer worked and how they're trying to railroad George Zimmerman. And it just shows how it is a mass distraction. That's just one of the things it covers. You can buy them at cost or get a year subscription right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, I want to thank all the viewers that do make this transmission possible. We'll be right back with the interview portion of InfoWars Nightly News.
Now you can watch the InfoWars Nightly News streaming live as it happens for free.
Check it out at InfoWars.com/show.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Well, it is the big day, July 31st, 2013, and on the radio show, we announced the winner of the Paul Revere contest, the makers of Purge, and we're going to be getting them on the radio show and nightly news in the next week or so. That's a $100,000 prize to stimulate liberty-minded films and to see basically what was produced out of it and to try to create a community of liberty-loving filmmakers. And we have been able to do that. It's been very, very successful. But we have Johan de Troyes, who is a filmmaker. I went to film school and has made a lot of amazing films, on with us to talk about his second place winning film that a lot of people thought should have been first place. I mean, it came down to splitting hairs, American Drone, that you can see in full in high def at InfoWars.com/Paul for Paul Revere. And so he is the second place winner for 10,000 Federal Reserve notes, none of the public as dollars. And I tell you, I think American Drone is amazing. Even more powerful, in my view, is The Futurist. And he has one of the same actors in both. And I'm really amazed with his casting, the quality, all of it. And I hope to be able to work with him with InfoWars Films in the future, because that's one big reason we had this contest, was to also find out who can make a powerful film in 2 months so that we can make films in 6 months that are full length, documentary, fiction. I'm open to everything to try to take every dime coming in here and put it towards film, because in our own analysis we found film, out of everything we've done here over the years, is probably the most effective overall bang for your buck to get people thinking. So we're attempting to really up our game here and work with other people like Johan de Troyes, who's originally from South Africa and has been living up in Toronto since he was 5 years old. And he joins us now via Skype. Thank you for coming on, sir, and congratulations. What did you think overall of the contest itself? And then tell us about your political awakening and how you made these amazing documentaries, or not documentaries, but they look so real, they're like documentaries.
Hey, Alex, how's it going? No, you know what? The contest has been such an amazing opportunity. You know, when it's funny, you know, when you talk about American Drone, I got the idea for that movie actually like a week before he announced the contest. And, of course, you know, when I heard that you announced the contest, I was like, well, I have to make this film now. There's no reason not to. And it was just such a great opportunity just to get back into the, you know, into filmmaking, which is what I love. And, you know, it's been such a great experience, and it's been really awesome to see all the other entries out there. You know, it's just amazing to see that you're not alone in this fight, you know, that there's so many people out there with talent that are putting it to good use. And, no, it's just been overall a great, great experience.
One issue is that so many people have contacted us about your film saying that's exactly what the drone trailers look like. How did you do that?
Well, I went, you know, online and I did my research and, you know, I mean, I don't have a big budget or anything. So, you know, we basically, you know, made that set as close as, you know, like as we could to being, you know, as being correct, right? So, It took a while, you know, to narrow it down, but I mean, we've got car seats in there and, you know, those racks were, you know, like big server racks, you know, that we bought secondhand somewhere and, you know, spray painted and all that. So, yeah, it's just research. And then, you know, like you just have to build like a human story around, you know, this set and all that. Right. So, yeah.
Other points you'd like to make about the filmmaking process. And then I want to go back to your earlier film, The Futurist, which I just think is so smart, and people that have seen it on our YouTube channel overwhelmingly think it is as good as your other fictional account with this American drone. But again, it comes off so real. It's just very well done.
Well, thank you very much. You know, I want to make these movies, you know, since my political awakening, I guess you could say, right? Because, you know, I've been wanting to make movies for a long time. And, you know, when I found out about you and, the show and your website and everything, and I was just taking in all this information, I thought, you know, this is such great content to make movies about. So, that's why last year I made The Futurist. You know, I just wanted to get this, I just want to get this kind of content out there, right? So, as far as the filmmaking process, I mean, it's not easy to make a film, and I'm sure, you know, all the other contestants know that, right? So it's just really hard to make a movie, and 3 months is a very short time, and there's been some amazing entries that you know, we're able to actually, you know, finish a movie in 3 months. So many movies that people start making never get finished, right? So
sure. What were some of your favorites of the 600 plus? I don't know how many you had a chance to watch. It was a labor of love. It was great to be able to see it, but it was also grueling for us to go through all the entries and very thought-provoking. It also gave us a lot of great ideas.
Yeah.
But what are some of your favorite films from the Paul Revere contest?
Well, I mean, you know, obviously, you know, the first place winner, The Purge, was just a great story. You know, there's really good content, and they, you know, it's a real issue that they were able to, you know, it's a story that they were able to tell in a short amount of time, and you know, it was very impactful. I mean, you know, some other ones that were really great were things like Beta Test and, you know, what's the one called? I think it's called Clandestine.
Yes, Clandestine's excellent.
Yeah, some really good special.
A Dream Revered. I like the one where they waterboard Piers Morgan and others with bong water. There's a lot of good comedy.
That's right. I think Michael Moore responded to that, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah. It showed up in the Sacramento Bee and then went syndicated in the AP. And Michael Moore had it shut down when it had 600,000 views. What a nice guy.
Yeah.
And it's obviously a comedy where they're waterboarding a fat guy with bong water. I mean,
that's funny. You know, it's just, you know, like, you know, they can dish it, but they can't take it, you know, and, hey, you know what? They brought a lot of attention to it. So, hey, I thought it was great. So
absolutely. What else are you working on? Give us some ideas on other ideas you have for the future.
Well, I've got a few things that I've got written already that I just haven't gotten around to yet. A couple of shorts, working on some features as well. You know, because eventually I want to get into just making feature lengths movies that actually, you know, that you can see in theaters, right? So a lot of ideas. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to reveal too much at this point, but, you know, there's, you know, I got some really interesting ideas.
We're going to see more from you. We're going to be following you. Tell me about the actors that are in your films, because they look just like the drone pilots I've seen on television. I mean, really the casting. But I noticed one guy is in both the films. Mm-hmm. He's kind of the star of both. Tell us his name and about that fella.
Well, his name is James McDougall. This guy is amazing. He's a force of nature, this guy. And actually, you know, last year when I made The Futurist, I didn't really know, you know, like any actors that, you know, were, you know, like into your website and, you know, and that kind of content. But I just thought, whatever, I'm just going to make the movie. I held a casting call, you know, I had an audition, and that's where I met James. And he actually just gained, you know, the role because he was the best actor for the job. And I mean, at the time, I didn't really explain anything about, you know, like the actual story that it was about 9/11 and stuff. And when he read the script, he was like on Cloud Nine, right? So, and then I found out that, you know, he's an InfoWarrior. He's been following Alex Jones for a long time. And, you know, he supports Ron Paul, all this stuff. And it was just like a match made in heaven, really. So.
Yeah, no, listen, I'm impressed with all of you guys. Here's my big frustration. I spend, well, this year, over 100% of the money coming in. I'm spending savings I had. That's why I expanded things going back about 7 years ago. I suddenly made a bunch of money on some films I made. And I didn't want to just buy a big house. I wanted to fight this corruption, so I expanded my operations. It's been really an experiment. It's been very successful in some ways. Other ways, it's been a big headache and frustrating. But it's a labor of love to really try to do as much as I can and not just limit myself. But now I really want to make a bunch of money because I have seen all these filmmakers that I know are going to come to us with great ideas, and I want to be able to finance like 10 different groups of people with $100,000, $200,000, which sounds like a lot, but for filmmaking it's not, for those that don't know, to really just make full-length documentaries, action films, dramas. So I hope viewers out there will get PrisonPlanet.tv memberships, will buy the books and videos and T-shirts and support our sponsors at InfoWars.com, because we're maxed out to do things like paying out this $115,000 in prizes, $10,000 to this filmmaker. I hope people understand this is the biggest place where you get bang for your buck and resistance to the globalists and what they're doing. And it's just so exciting. So I look forward to seeing ideas you have, Johan, and ideas that the Purge folks have and ideas that the folks that made A Dream Revered made and the great animators, the third place winner, Political Earth. But so many of the other people, I really just want to try to turn them loose and also have a place where we can try to put it in some art house theaters. I know how to do that, know how to give it some promotion, know how to at least sell enough DVDs and downloads that we're able to pay for it. But right now I may be able to finance three films for $100,000 in the next year, so it's $300,000. I'd like to be able to spend $3 million, but again, that's up to the viewers and listeners. But I've basically been ranting here. Tell me about the guy that plays the Fed in The Futurist. I mean, he looks like he could be in Hollywood. I mean, these guys you found are really have that, you know, that sense of magnitude, gravitas. They really telegraph so well on the screen, are such great actors. Tell us about that guy that plays the Fed, and then any other points you'd like to add, Mr. Dutoit.
That guy is a really great actor. He does a lot of stage work as well here in Toronto. There's a lot of great actors in Toronto. Like, there's a lot of talent in this town. Most likely is that, a lot of Hollywood movies actually shoot up here in Toronto as well. His name is David Strauss, and he just nailed that role. You know, I was so happy with his performance, and he's the kind of guy, like, you see him in real life, and he's very humble, he's very quiet, but as soon as you throw the camera on him, he's just got such a great look on camera that he's just utterly convincing, and it was just awesome working with him again. It was just awesome working with them, and I would love to work with them again. I'm sure we will at some point.
And let's not leave the other people out. Tell us about the Arab family that gets killed. About the other drone pilot.
Yeah, well, the lady in the shack, she's actually from Afghanistan. She's a working actress here in Toronto. She just really wanted to do, this movie because, she knows what's going on in our home country with these, these drone attacks.
With Skynet just killing innocent people every day.
Absolutely, right? So she really wanted to do it, and she knows Pashto, and that's what she's yelling in the shed. It's the actual language. She did a great job. Now, my friend, who sort of plays, like the Pashtun man with a gun, right, with the AK-47, he's a friend of mine. He's actually Hispanic. He actually came out on a day's notice because the first guy got sick when he was running around in the, the Badlands area there. So, that day we had to cancel, we had some other difficulties as well. So he actually came out on a day's notice and he just gave it his all. He didn't know the language. He was just yelling stuff, but, it was very convincing and it worked for the role. Then, The actual drone pilot, his name is Vincent Marciano. He's also a working actor here in Toronto. He's been on some shows, some TV shows, and you know, I can't think of it right now, but you know, he's, you know, a very pro guy.
Well, listen, you've obviously shown that you're a can-do guy.
Absolutely.
And even if you wouldn't have won, this is a great showcase for your work. And that's what we're trying to do here is give people the limited platform we have, in the saturated media system to try to really, be a launch pad. And who knows what's going to come out of this? Just briefly, you're winning $10,000. They'll take like $3,000 in taxes. Will that pay for the budget of the film?
It'll pay for most of it. I mean, you know, like a lot of the cast and crew works for free and some of them got like really reduced rates. You know what I mean?
I wish I could have a prize big enough to actually pay for what you did. I don't think people realize how much this stuff costs.
Yeah,
well, listen.
No. It was great, you know, it was great. And, you know, there's not many contests out there that even have a $10,000 first prize. So this is great. Absolutely.
I just want to empower people that love liberty. It's a communication. It's a communion. It's a brotherhood, a kinsmanship, a human connection. And Johan, we commend you. Any websites you'd like to give out or any contact info in closing?
Well, you can see some of my stuff on my site. It's www.alterspecfilms.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Johan A. Dutois. And, just keep following. You know, I'm going to be doing some stuff in the future. Obviously, this is what I'm going to be doing full time and, very excited for what the future holds.
Well, Johan, I bet you're glad you entered then.
Absolutely. No, this has been a great experience. And thank you so much for holding this contest.
No, thank you. And I want to thank you for taking that, you know, big step and putting out some great informative art. And we're very impressed with you. And I wish I could make something that good. God bless you. Good to talk to you.
You too. God bless you too. Thanks.
All right, folks. There goes Johan Dutois. I'm Alex Jones signing off for this edition of InfoWars Nightly News. Tomorrow night, we'll probably have the first place winners on, or if not, they'll be on the radio show tomorrow or Friday. We're not sure. We're still contacting them right now. I didn't want to let them know they'd won until we announced it a few hours ago on the syndicated radio show. We're going to end the transmission with a minute or two, a clip from the film American Drone. And even if you're not a filmmaker, folks, and even if you don't produce documentary films, you can go to Infowars.com/Paul for Paul Revere and pick the films you like the best and send them on to friends and family to wake them up. And that was our ultimate goal. So we end with a clip from American Drone.
Shed?
Yeah, spotted us. And is he booking it? Target's in the shed. Permission to prosecute.
Negative. Circle the compound and stand by.
Did we get a PID on the target?
That's what we're working on. Stand by.
Copy.
Sensor, are you ready?
Establishing track. Track established.
Copy. Launching Hellfire. 3, 2, 1, rifle.
Impact in 10 seconds.
Whoa, whoa. What's that? Is that a kid? I guess we just killed a kid. Ground Command, did you see this? Ground Command, did you
see that, Major? We did. Playback confirms it was a goat. I repeat, it was a goat. Checkpoint 84, you just eliminated a high-value individual. Good work, gentlemen, and congratulations.
Now you can watch The Alex Jones Show live as it happens at Infowars.com/show.
You'll find links to all of our content there and a free 15-day trial for Prison Planet TV.
More than 60 movies and documentaries all in one place at Infowars.com/show.